They had turned the salad upside down. They're still currently doing it. They're making a whole TV show of it now. They've been doing it for a couple hundred years. Different people throughout time. Somebody find a little something, and the next thing you know, 50 more people, you know, or somebody else would come in with finances and machinery, and they would dig in this spot, and then they'd find nothing, and then there'd be a lull for a while. And I was just watching the show because it was like one short one after another one, and I was watching it and just listening to the story and just listening to all of the great lengths that these people were going through over several hundred years, over just somebody saying, basically, it was mostly word of mouth and a little bit of evidence of something possibly proving that this could be here. And people just spending millions of dollars. Some men spent 50 years of their lives. They're still there. 50 years digging holes, putting things in the ground, doing all this stuff for, they've got nothing in return for it. But for the possibility, for the chance that they might find something, that they might hit this supposed treasure that's supposed to have been put here. They spend their lives, some have even died on this island trying to get to this, and the accidents and things that have occurred and digging and the site work and the things that are going on there. So just looking at this unfold, I was like, wow, all of this effort, all of this money, all these people, their lives for treasure, searching for treasure. God said, Jesus said this. He said in Matthew 6:19, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also." You know, it's a real simple looking at that and thinking of just what I watched yesterday and that about that island and that searching for treasure. The real simple thing, of course, is to not lay up for ourselves treasures here on earth, but rather in heaven. That's obvious. But the deeper thing that I was looking at that got my attention was that he said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So wherever what we value is, that's where our heart's going to be. I mean, I was looking at this history yesterday of this island, and how people, when treasure itself was their heart, they just spent their whole life digging in a hole, basically, until somebody else came along 20 years later and decided maybe he just didn't go 6 inches deep enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I go a foot. And then the next guy comes along, well, maybe if we do this and maybe if we do that, and just man after man after person after person, just pouring their lives out for a possibility or a chance at treasure, thinking that maybe I'll be the one to find it. And Jesus told us not to lay up for ourselves treasures on earth, but rather lay them up in heaven. And then he said that where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be. And I was just looking at this, you know, seeing people pouring their heart into a hole, pouring their heart into the ground, trying to find treasure. And, you know, I was looking at that and just thinking about that and thinking about the price that God paid. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And then it made me think. He sent his only begotten Son to earth to become a man. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. He became us. He died for our sins. Paid the ultimate price. He could have done it, and God could have done anything he wanted to. He made a statement with his Son. He was making a statement that we are his treasure. We are his treasure. If men will dig up an island, die, trying to get 6 inches deeper in a hole for the possibility of something that will flee away or somebody will break in and steal. But God sent his only begotten Son for you and me to make a statement. They made a statement on this island. a bigger statement with his son. He's saying to us, you're more valuable to me than you realize. He was making a statement to us. He was saying, you are the treasure. You are what's valuable to me. He poured his only begotten son out on this earth for you and for me to make a statement that we are his treasure. We are what's valuable to him. And he put his Holy Spirit in us. You think, you know, I'm pretty sure that his son is really valuable to him. Therefore, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Put his son Jesus on this earth. Then he sent his Holy Spirit to live in us when we receive him. I think the Holy Spirit's pretty valuable too. So God, where his treasure is, he has put his heart also. He's put his heart in us. He's put his treasure in us. He's put the future in us. He's put his only begotten son in us. He's put eternity inside of us. You know, something that struck me about this thing, it's just we got to realize just how valuable we are. We are his treasure. We are so valuable. And I was watching this thing, and at one point on the show, these guys were, they looked at each other, the two men that are really leading the thing, they looked at each other and said, well, didn't we decide that we were going to do this for fun? And the other guy said, yeah, he said, we're kind of getting off course a little, aren't we? Yeah, I think we need to take a day off or something. So it was something like that. It was just like where it was consuming, the seeking the treasure was consuming others. Because they were doing it for something, trying to get something in return. Yeah, they were searching for treasure. Yeah, I'm sure there was off stuff in that. But that one moment where they said, hey, aren't we supposed to be enjoying this? Didn't we agree that we were going to have fun doing this? And they stepped back, made me realize something. You know, sometimes in our walk with Jesus, sometimes God gives us a path. Sometimes God gives us things, gives us hopes and dreams, things that we're believing for, that we're looking for. We start working hard on those things, whatever it is. Just our walk with him in Christianity. Sometimes we need to do just that and take a step back and go, ain't I supposed to be doing this for fun? I'm doing it for him. He's already rewarded me with eternal life. He's already rewarded me. I'm not working for anything else. We're not working for anything else. We're working for one thing. One thing is the relationship with him is number one. And then after that, we get to enjoy treasure hunting with him. Because after that, our job comes to help find the other treasure out there that belongs to him. And that's other people. Whether it's encouraging another believer or whether it's reaching out to someone who does not know him at all. And has no relationship with him. That's what he died for. That's his treasure. People. Lost souls. We get to gather that treasure with him. And we're supposed to enjoy it. When it becomes a burden. If it ever becomes a burden. And sometimes it does. Sometimes our course gets off a little. Sometimes we get a little too focused on one area or another. Or we get distracted or sideways on something. That happens for all of us in our walk with God. Whenever that happens, we've got to do that. We've got to stop. We've got to step back and say, okay, aren't we supposed to be doing this for fun? Isn't this supposed to be, this is supposed to be joy and fun and like full of his presence and good things and all the good things. I think about that. You know, this Christmas, you know, we're giving gifts. It's the season where we get gifts from people and we give gifts. And sometimes it can be hard when we don't receive as many gifts as we think we will or what we're expecting we don't get or we do get or whatever. And it can affect our mood and if we're happy or if we're not happy because then we start thinking, well, do people care? Do they not care? We go through all of the range of emotions during the holiday season that we all do. And I was just thinking, you know, he loves us so much. He paid such a great price that what these guys did for 200 years on this island doesn't even in the same ballpark as what he did. But yet, look at all the effort. So just to try to If you put any kind of grid to the price of a spade, it's not possible. All I can do is say, you know, it's clear that he made a really phenomenal statement, that he went above and beyond to make it clear to us that we're valuable to him and that he loves us and that he has forgiven us if we've asked him. And then he loves us just the way we are. And he wants us to go out and gather treasure with him. He wants us to know that we're valuable so that we see other people as valuable too. Because we're his treasure. Everyone is his treasure. And if we are looking at it from that angle, we're looking at it from the aspect. See, it's easy in Christianity. I've learned this lesson. It's easy to get focused on, just like everything else in life, work, if there's promotions, if there's things that are going good, you know, bonuses that are coming in life, if we're getting a new car or a new house or we're getting gifts during Christmas or whatever, those things can be equated to things going well. But also within the church, it can be that way too. We can be looking, well, is it growing? Is it doing this? Is this happening? Are exciting things going on? And you know, the bottom line is this. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we're his and that he loves us and we get to enjoy doing this with him. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It's really that simple. It's really that easy. And if we get that right there, in a nutshell, real simple, if we get that right there, that we're supposed to enjoy this. This is for fun to do with Daddy God, to enjoy his presence, to fill the earth with his presence and bring him to people and gather his treasure. And we get to enjoy doing it with him. If we get that right there, everything else will fall into place. Everything else will click right along. It's when we get, if we start to sidetrack in one way or other, or we get buried or bogged down on something that we want to see happen, or we're trying to make something happen, that's when we get off course. But to get on course is simply to say, God, hey, you're what matters. It's simply about you. I love you with all of my heart. I'm going to focus on you. And whatever I need to put the brakes on, whatever I need to scale back, whatever I need to fix, whatever I need to take my focus off of, I'm going to take a little time. And during the season, as a church that we have chosen to take a fast that's coming up that Paul was talking about, I just want to encourage you today to do just that. Just begin to ask God, God, what is it this coming year that you want me to focus on? What is my treasure? Help me examine myself. What am I valuing? Where am I putting? Where is my heart? My heart is where whatever I value is. That's where I'm going to spend most of my time, most of my finances, most of my everything. Everything about who I am. It's going to be poured out. Like those men, they poured their hearts and lives out into those holes they were digging. We're going to pour our heart and lives into something. We're made to do that. We will do that whether we want to or not. Every individual on this planet, we're created like that. We will pour ourselves out into something that we want, we value, whatever. So where, because God knew that, because he said that where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be also. So take this time that we're going to fast as corporate church and just ask God to help reevaluate where our treasure is individually and corporately. What do we value? Let's boil it down to the simple things. What do we value the most? And then just ask him to illuminate some things to you individually to help set that course straight. Maybe change some things. Maybe it's from things in daily routine that need to change or whatever it is. Let God speak to you. It's going to be different for all of us. But if you guys wouldn't mind just standing this morning, I want to pray. Really, this is just a simple message this morning. I just really want this one simple thing to come across. That we are his treasure. And he is ours. We have him and he has us. Now, we just got to go get more people. More treasure for him. And enjoy the process while we're doing it. And so this morning, if you bow your head, I want to close with prayer. Father, I just ask that you would illuminate to every one of us, God, by your Holy Spirit this morning, where our value is. Do we feel valued right now? Do we believe? Just ask Him this morning right now. Just think for a moment. Just take a moment and say, Holy Spirit, I want to feel valued. I want to know. I believe. I believe that I'm your treasure. I believe that I'm valued by you. So I ask you this morning, Holy Spirit, to just reach right now down into every heart here, God. If there's any of us here this morning that we just feel undervalued or we don't feel appreciated enough, something is going on in that area in our heart or lives, then God, I just pray right now that by your Holy Spirit, you would put in the knowledge and the revelation, God, that you love us so much. That there is no end to that love. There is no end to that road. This walk with you is eternal, it's forever. And we are valued beyond any treasure on this earth. And so God, I just pray that you make that a reality to all of us here today. And that you would make a reality to us also that our neighbor is your treasure too. That you love them too. That those we come across in our daily lives, you value them too. And we get to enjoy this journey with you.